honorable members, can I just shift things around slightly? I would normally start with apologies, but with Rebecca not being here, I want to seek your indulgence that what we're going to do in the meeting is to present to you the agenda first. So in terms of the agenda, we'll do the apologies, we'll then do the presentation by DTI. I have not received your names. Normally I get a piece of paper that tells me who the people are. So please bear with me. We'll ask that when you start, you introduce yourself and also tell us. We know we have all these DTGs in DTI. So tell us also which units you are in the department. But then, after the presentation, honorable members, I wanted us to adopt the minutes and then do two things. The one is to look at the letter that we got from BMW that has been emailed to all of you, and that's the reason why I emailed it, so that you have insight for when we discuss it today. The final thing on the agenda is a document that I have here from the chair of the NDOP, which relates to the Department of Tourism and the Memorandum of Agreement that has been signed with the Government of India. So I just wanted to present it to the meeting for information. And also in case there's any member that might be interested in getting further information on it, that people can know so that he can share that with us. That will be our agenda for the meeting. I'm hoping that we should be through the letters by 11:30. That's it. Can I then request Rebecca to just tell us whether we have any apologies? Mike.
The standard apology that we have is for Honorable Fire Hotel of Speaking.
I don't know if there's such thing as a standard apology. Is there such thing? There's no such thing as a standard apology. The member cannot be here, he must give apology for everything.
It's an apology. We received an apology.
You received an apology?
Yes.
Written apology. From Honorable Khad. Honorable Khad has undergone an operation, and I know about it, but that doesn't mean that it's an apology. It must not come there written for. So the secretary has written an apology, we'll accept that. Are there any other apologies? We haven't. Honourable members, maybe sometime after we come back from the provincial oversight, I hope that we're going to have this thing sorted out. Honourable Lond raised it yesterday, and I didn't want to have a dialogue that is not going to be helpful for us on the matter. But there are certain members that have been given new responsibilities by their political parties, and I want us to also make sure that we have that sorted out before October. Our chief whip is also working on some elements of that, so that we have it clear who are the permanent members of the select committee and who the alternatives are. Because I'm sure that when we change the members, there will be a possibility that we'll change the alternatives as well. So to just say that we are working on that, it will be sorted out by October. Let me welcome all the members of Rural Vauda. We have just started. Welcome to the meeting. We are glad that we are honorable members. I want to, by way of introduction, also say that as we do the provincial oversight, we have seen good news on the report yesterday from SITS, South Africa, about the GDP standing at 3.3%, where the projections was 2.7%. But that's not where we want to be. We want an even better result than that. And for us, within this select committee, that is obviously a matter that we will have to monitor and stay abreast of all the time. With that, can I then immediately give over to the colleague? I've looked at your presentation. It looks like you can finish it within 20 minutes. Max. We give over to our colleagues. Thank you very much for coming. We have requested this, particularly Honorable Mutimunia, who's interested in Ikandastria. but also we are looking at how these industrial parks are being implemented and the extent to which it helps us to deal with what we deleted yesterday as well, which is the economy within our rural areas and within the provinces that have a dominance of rural communities. Thank you very much, therefore.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Sipho Zikode. I'm the Deputy Director General at the Department of Trade and Industry. I'm responsible for the division that deals with special economic zones and the economic transformation programs within the DTI. With me here, I'm with Inyeka Samuels, who is the Chief Director responsible for industrial parks and industrial clusters. Saroj for the DTI is well known around here. Yes. No, thanks, Chair. I'm very happy to be here to present the industrial park revitalization program.
Yeah. We ask you to introduce the DTI, sir, not the members of the committee. Saroj is one.
Honorable members, this program, the revitalization program, came about as a result of the president asking the Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Rob Davis, to look at the old industrial parks that are owned by government, that are mainly in the rural areas, in the former homelands, and try to revitalize them because some of them were in a very bad state in terms of infrastructure crumbling apart. Then we did an assessment of 10 of these industrial parks throughout South Africa. And we then internally found some money to start the revitalization program. And obviously the revitalization program would be in four phases. The first phase would be mainly dealing with the issue of security and ensuring that people that are in these industrial parks are secured. And those that are not supposed to be there and don't gain easy access, because at the moment in many of these industrial parks you find that cows and goats are part of the community of the industrial park. So then we have to deal with the issues of security. This entails ensuring that the industrial parks are fenced, ensuring that the lighting at night is proper, that the safety guards and gates, that are monitoring the in and out of people and so in and out of goods. The second phase would be then going deeper into infrastructure like sewerage, like water reticulation, electricity reticulation. But obviously the phases depend on the nature of each and every industrial park. We then as a department decided that let us not look only at the revitalization, but there's a long-term strategy on how do we ensure that we decentralize industrial activities into these poorer regions. As you know, the department is also the custodian of a big program of special economic zones. So parallel to that, we then decided that we would develop a long-term policy and strategy on the industrial parks to ensure that over and above the revitalization, we also work hand in hand with the economic development, provincial economic development, and also the agencies that are owning these industrial parks to assist them with skills development, to assist them with improving the management skills of these industrial parks so that they are able to attract even more investors into them. So we are starting with 10 industrial parks, two in Limpopo, two in the Northwest, and two in the Free State, and then one or two in the Eastern Cape, and then one in Cape Town, and one in Mpumalanga. Actually, we're not ending there. After this first phase, then we'll be looking at other industrial parks in other provinces, and also looking at a process of establishing even new industrial parks in the areas where there are no parks at the moment, but at a long-term program. So, you know, to answer will be like the chair, and then we have discussion afterwards. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning. I will skip the first section, which is the introduction. It has already been touched on. The presentation will focus on the Penn Industrial Park, indicating mainly what's the background of the park and what is the work that they're doing in the park. The purpose really is to drive the community development. And as indicated earlier on, these industrial parks are based mainly in township and in rural areas. You'll find that at every industrial park, there's a township that has a huge number of people. And often you find that the skills required by the park are actually available in these townships. We saw that revitalize the park to retain the jobs that are already there and has the opportunity also to increase the number of jobs in the park. The objectives of revitalizing the industrial park, as mentioned earlier, to accelerate community development, mainly in lagging regions because that's where they are. And as indicated, we started with the state-owned industrial parks, which were mainly in the homeland. Its objective is to support job creation with a focus mainly on manufacturing. Most of the jobs, actually, there are a huge number of jobs defined in manufacturing. There are lots of barriers to entry, and some of these are infrastructure related. We found also that in terms of market access, there are challenges, so we are looking at that as well. We are also looking at providing opportunities to support high growth, mainly in those areas, and this inevitably then reduces the migration to the bigger cities. We are also looking at developing sustainable industrial clusters in these various regions. The four phases that were mentioned earlier on, the first one is looking at the security infrastructure upgrade. In a lot of these parks, investors are now put off mainly by issues of security. And some of the firms in the past were looking at moving out of the park due to experiencing security issues. Now that we have started, you will see that the results already indicate higher retention rates in those parks where we have already implemented security features. The second phase, we're looking at engineering designs, construction of new and existing roads. Some of the parks have very bad road infrastructure. We'll also be looking at bulk water supply, sewage treatment plants. And in the third phase, we'll be upgrading electric infrastructure, looking at the top structure of the buildings. And then finally, we will develop sustainable industrial clusters within the parks. Now, these aren't necessarily cut in stone. As indicated by the DG earlier on, it depends on the urgent need of the park. So if the industrial park indicates that my security is in order, but we have a huge need on our electricity supply, for example, then we are able to address that. In terms of the industrial parks that have already been initiated, for the first phase, we have 10 of these. In the Eastern Cape, there is Villingen Heights, which falls under ECDC, the Eastern Cape Development Corporation, in collaboration with the KFD. We have budgeted 22 million to improve the infrastructure there, and work is underway. We have also started with Queen Industria, which falls under Prithani Development Agency, and 22.5 million is being spent on that industrial park. In KwaZulu-Natal, we are completing revitalization of Isithebe Industrial Estate. Isithebe Industrial Estate falls under Italbank. In the Free State, we have completed work on Otavelo, which was under the Free State Development Corporation. In the Northwest, we are looking at the Babilenki Industrial Park, which is very close to Hammersmith. And in Limpopo, it's the Sishebe Industrial Park, which has been completed, which falls under the Limpopo Development Agency. In most of the industrial parks that we have initiated revitalization, the key area that we are looking at that we actually started implementing is the perimeter fencing. This will block easy access from a crime perspective, easy access also from the unwanted entities that have been dumping in some of the parks, animals also as previously indicated by the EDG. Also around the substations and mini substations, those are the electrical supplies. We are also securing the electrical systems across the danger zone. We are also looking at putting in CCTV cameras. Okay, that will help with the access control and pedestrian access point. This will be used mainly by the workers who will be able to identify themselves as they come into an access card. Lighting has also been an issue with some of the industrial parks. Recall that yes, at one point in time they did have high mast lighting, but were not working, and others they were not enough. So we are looking at repairing those that need repair, installing new ones where there is need for installation. And waste management has also been found to be a critical requirement. Implementation has already commenced. In terms of occupancy, this is just a snapshot. As much as the industrial parks are in need of a lot of work, we found that demand for the industrial parks actually exists, and the occupancy rate is relatively high. There is a lot that still needs to be done in terms of improving those buildings where industrialization is occurring, and it ranges from 80% up to 92%. I will give you a brief background of each industrial park. The Botshabelo Industrial Park is situated in Mangaung, which is within the Botshabelo Township. This is on your way to between Bloemfontein and towards the Lesotho border. It has 234 square meters of land area. There is additional space for increasing the number of factories within the park. Manufacturing is happening there in terms of textile and electrical plastic production. There's a poultry firm as well. There's packaging happening, food and snacks as well. The park employs just over 10,000 people. So it's a big blockade for the community there. And we would tend to actually lose the jobs if nothing is done about improving the industrial park. There's also a lot of small and medium enterprises that are based in and around the park, which would benefit from the activities of revitalizing the park. Putatecham also falls under FDC. It's in the free state. It has a 67% occupancy rate. It needs a little bit more work than the other one. It is mainly focused on textiles and has an 80% women employment rate and employs about 200 people. It's a major drive for economic development in that little area. Eco-industria, this is an economic hub. Continuously we are getting interest for additional occupants within this park, so it's one of the industrial parks that actually has very good potential for growth. It is just outside Broncos Place, 57 kilometers east of Tswane and 39 kilometers northeast of the airport. And it's very, very close to the M4 highway and links us to the Maputo corridor. The industrial park is managed by MEGA, the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency. It has an 88% occupancy rate. Also has a mix of tenants, and as indicated, we have interest to grow the number of tenants in the industrial park. It comprises of plastic goods, light and heavy steelwork, wood and tin products, leather processing, food processing, textile and clothing. The work that has been identified to be done in Ika-Industria. So we have not commenced with the industrial park at Ika-Industria. However, we have done an assessment and we have determined what the needs of the industrial parks are. So we'll be looking at improving the lighting. We'll be supporting the park with the boundary fencing, access control, CCTV installation, and water treatment plant, as well as bus service provision. The next park is Babelechi. Babelechi falls under the Northwest Development Corporation. It provides employment to more than one township in the nearby area, mainly Hanska. It's also very close to Sane, so also of its market comes from Sane. Work in Babelechi has commenced, and we start fencing in the park. We have put in some swing gates. There has also been an upgrade of internal fencing because this was one of the parks that had the highest crime rate. You find that here, when a tenant moves out of the industrial park, immediately people come in to start removing the electrical wiring. One of the factories, they started removing the bricks as well. So we had to move fast in terms of security here. High-mast lighting is critical for CCTV camera as well. And we had to change some shutter doors and replace them with new ones. We also are improving the maintenance of the electrical infrastructure. These are just some pictures of Babelechi. In fact, on the first page, well, the building there is the industrial entry point, the office. Harangua Industrial Park. The Harangua Industrial Park also falls under the Northwest Development Corporation. It's located 15 kilometers west of Brooklyn. So there are linkages there where you can work on value chain support for the Brooklyn Industrial Park. It holds 283 firms that can be that can manufacture in the park, and it has a 1,022 stands that can be used for multi-discipline industrial work. The Sichetto Industrial Park, here we have already completed phase one. This industrial park is located inside Sichetto, just outside the city of Polokwane. It's well positioned 11 kilometers from the city itself and has direct access to the M1. It's also a gateway into the National Airport and Midway Line. So it is at a very strategic point. It houses a number of firms, including weaving, sister weaving, water treatment plants, and a number of other factories. The Ngowabo Industrial Park, also called under the Likopo Economic Development Agency, it's based in the rural area of Mopani, 15 kilometers from the Salin CBD, and within the Kalaboa corridor. It also is one that serves as a corridor to Maputo. The industrial park has a total of 19 factories and it has 76% occupancy. We have not started revitalizing that part, but it has been identified as one supposed to be revitalized. Sitembe Industrial Park is in KZN. It falls under the Itala Bank. So this is one of the thriving industrial parks as well. There's a lot of economic activity happening there. It's a very good growth point and it's one of the oldest parks. They need for revitalization, but the park has relatively been well managed. And we consider it as one of the successfully existing parks. It has a low turnover of occupancy. It has a mix of industrial activity, including textile. We've got local there and suppliers of global. It's also a very good draw card for jobs. Industrial Park is in the Eastern Gate. It's located 5 kilometers from Queenstown and it's within the position very close to the Ezibeleni Township. Queenstown has got good potential. It has lost in the past, it has lost very good tenants, and we are looking at improving that. We have already commenced revitalization and a near completion with Queen Dastria. It has an occupancy rate of 80%. Bulilela Heights is in Mthatha. This is also a natural park that is thriving. Lots of work needs to be done, including your roads. Fencing has already commenced. The tenants in the leisure park are mixed. There's heavy and light industry manufacturing. There's a pick and pay at the corner of the park. There's also a number of small and medium businesses within the park. It's occupied largely by commercial tenants and has an occupancy rate of 86%. These are some of the pictures of the industrial park. Worst case is the building on my left, which in some instances would have to be pulled down.
Which park is that?
That one is actually in Gaza, it's not amongst these, but when we did, so when we looked at them, we found it in quite a good state. This is just an example of the fences in the Free State in Moshavelo, the one that has been completed, so this is what it looks like. And I must say, it gives a huge impact to the tenants. We have interviewed some of the tenants of the industrial park, and they have indicated the impact that the security measures that have been put in place have had on their business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, any comments, questions that you may have on the presentation? I notice Honourable Jimunia, Honourable Faba. I'm not surprised. So let's have it in groups of two. Let's have Honourable Jimunia, who's from Mpumalanga. And then we'll have Honourable Faba, who's from the Northern Gate. Honourable Jimunia, say with us, yours.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Chair, I welcome the presentation. The phases or the entire project, set on the Gantt chart, the project, as to how then do you go the duration as to when the phase one going to plan completed, phase two and like that. And my second question is whether this program will be synchronized in some way with your Black Industry program, but also begin to create a Black Industry, because from my experience in the main, those are owned by your North historical disadvantage. My last question is around the value of the investment on the Black Industry. What is the value of the investment there? Because it's not like that on your client.
And ask that on your second question, don't you want to mention a specific industrial park? Then you may be able to get the answer now. Because if you want the time frames for all of them, they'll have to come back to us on that. So give us the industrial one now, and then we would ask that you give us a written indication of the phases and all the others. I know it's unfair to expect you to be giving it to us now, because you're not the only ones working on that. Let's take the questions from Honourable Faba before we give you an opportunity to respond. We'll take two hands at a time.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. You said that there were 10 industrial parks. Now, as far as I understand, we also got a few provinces around about there. But the Northern Cape province was somehow I don't see here. Now, what is very important, you were saying very clearly that we are looking at the old homeland and to revitalize the rural areas. And that is how I think all of us understand that. And we've got places like, it's actually like border-like between myself and my honorable chairperson next to me, Taung, as well as Pampierstad. And specifically, if you look at Pampierstad, the old Bututatswana, they've got huge industries that used to be there. It's gone down. There's nothing happening in those areas. I really believe that there is so much potential to have an industrial park there. I also know that the main road from the N12, which is Warrenton, towards Freiburg, has now become a national road. So I think it's the N14 or something, N18. So there is a main road as well. So that should not be a problem. I want to know what this department has done so far to look at that part, specifically of the Northern Cape.
Good.
because I really believe we are lacking and we are not serving the people of those areas.
Thank you very much. Can we give you an opportunity to respond to those three honourable members?
No, thank you very much. I think Honourable Timunya's question, yes sir, we do have a project plan. Chair, about four of this industrial park, we will complete the phase one by end of September. And then the rest of four of them then will be November, end of November. And then the last two, I think, will be sometime in the first quarter of next year, 2017. So that will be the first phase, where we're dealing with the issues of security and lighting and all those things. Then the second phase, obviously, they rely on many other things. At the moment, we are busy with the intense assessment of the industrial parks, where we go deeper now into checking, like I said, you know, the circulation of water, the circulation of electricity, and all those things. So that we have an idea now in terms of certain phases. And with budget allowing, we will then accordingly start those phases. But the most important thing now, the first phase is by end of September, we have dealt with four industrial parks, end of November under four, and then the first quarter next year with the last two on the 10. Yes, sir, the whole decentralization of industrial activities into other areas, we are also aligning it with other programs of the department, like supplier development programs, like the enterprise development programs, and also the newest program that we have, the Black Industrial Program. We are working very closely with CEDA, which is under Small Business Development, to ensure that those companies that are owned by them, that are in these industrial parks, they are also assisted through incubation programs and other things that upgrade the areas so that they could then qualify for Black Industrial incentives that is run by the DTI and the DFI. So I think that program is working very well. We have entered into several partnerships with the provincial governments where we are saying they also have to look at people who are in the SEZ and natural parks and also using their own incentives and their own agencies to train, skill these companies so that they are in a position where they can then apply for expansion under that industrial program. We have signed several MOUs. We are dealing now with the KZN provincial government and its entities, where they are also putting aside some incentives to complement the industrial program. So I think yes, it's still a fairly new program. We are working very hard on it. And the last question from Honorable Chumkulu for the budget on the Ika industry. I'm happy to announce that the Ika industry has budgeted for $63 million for phases. That's for the first phase, sorry. We have budgeted $63 million for Ika industry. Yeah, which will include obviously the water treatment plant. Honorable Faber's question, yes, like we are saying that this is not the first part of them. We are also looking at other areas, you know, not necessarily those that were falling under the homelands. No, we are just looking at the whole, the border regions of South Africa, where there are these industrial parks that are collaborating now, falling apart in terms of infrastructure, then yes, again, a budget allowing, we will be interested in assisting those to be at the stage where they could attract economic activities. The Northern Cape, you want to start with the Northern Cape?
In the Northern Cape, there wasn't one an existing industrial park that fell within the category. However, it is on our radar. We are working very closely with the Special Economic Zone Unit, and they are focusing on renewable energy. So we are trying to see how can we actually link it with an industrial park in one of the districts, so that you can actually benefit from supplier development and the value chain within renewable energy. So it's a program that's worth progress.
If you will allow me to use it, Honorable Father, what is also happening in the town area? Let me explain town, then I'll give you an opportunity to follow up. Is that the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries is working with the provincial government of Norwest. Tell me it's Northwest.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're working with provincial government of Northwest to look at a agro processing plant in town. That's a plans of Northwest. But all of these are dependent upon whether they get the funding for that. Just to say that about town. Just follow up.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the information. I was just assisting my Chairperson on this side. But because I know he's a son of the soil from Tome, and I cannot neglect him next to me, my neighbour there from the northwest. Now, Chairperson, as in I know when I used the specifically Poppy Stuck area, which used to be the old Puputafona, there are industrial parks. There is an industrial park, a huge one. It is dilapidated, like no.
You can ask my honourable member next to me.
There were factory created. They were building buses, huge trucks, everything in those areas. Destroyed or whatever. These trailers or the trucks they were building it. There was a huge economy, a roaring economy in that industrial park. There's nothing going on. It's buildings standing there, and I really believe this is where we as provincial delegates. Because our provincial legislators don't have the opportunity to speak to you here. And I think this is where we come in to say, please look into this. You can tell us that there's a unit in the Northern Cape. But I don't really know how far that unit comes to negotiate with you on these things. But we are here representing our provinces. And I know exactly from Upington, where they are busy with the exports of wine, I can tell you what's happening there. I can tell you what's happening in Kuruman and in Kimberley. But I am telling you, definitely from Pista, where there are rural, neglected areas, where we actually can make a difference, that we should start making differences in those areas. Thank you.
No, I thanks very much from Honorable Faba. I'm making a promise that we'll really look at the place.
Thank you, sir.
And take the issue forward and come and report that to the committee.
Can I just on that say that the last time when the PG of DTI was here, we also raised the one that we saw in our oversight in Mukwasi. And I'm sure you visited that one already because it's close proximity. Yeah. Honourable, let's see, it's now going to be honourable. Chebe, who's from Northwest, and then we're going to have Honorable Dikhale from Mpopo. I know it's your hand, Honorable Bauda, but let's take the two, and then we take you in the next one. Continue, Honorable Chebe.
Let's see. The tricky part is your own process of identifying. If and it's a good thing. I mean, out of a good thing, there are always negative implications. But if you say part of your categories is to look into homelands and look into rural areas, I would give more sense to what Honorable Faba raised. The place he's mentioning used to fall under Buputafona, which is the whole northwest. But it's right on the border between Northern Cape and the West. And therefore, people refuse to be caged in borders. Right from the M18, just right after you leave Tau, there's maize production along the M18. And people could trade
across borders. So all this industrial park could not service only the Northern Cape or the Northwest people. They were just cutting across. And the problem with the Hoglands is that you have now a plethora of such industrial parks that you are looking. I can tell you now, starting from Babilis, which is in the Panwa, it's in Northwest. You come to Mokwas, you go to Zira, to the Swan, you go to Masiki in the Swan, you go to Tau in the Swan, you go to the area where we now check, we have to resist the revitalization of the agro-processing in your Magandira Malema district. So in the Northwest, if you're going to rely on identifying industrial parks, the problem is that you will not even have a budget to deal with them. Because each and every place we have parks. It's a tricky situation for you. But if you look at Tau, for instance, which is a village on its own, having 192 villages again, it's a challenge. So I'm just saying, but in around, if I remember well, around April this year, you were reporting to the Portfolio Committee on the National Assembly side, and you said you were almost finishing with the phase one. Can we be assured that these timelines that you are giving us now, they are leading to the conclusion of the phase one? Because I'm situated that the manner in which the places are categorized, I mean, they are giving comfort that after you safeguard the place, now you are moving to a second bulk water supply, sewer, and all those things. And therefore, you need, in fact, the fourth phase would now give you a fully fledged, revitalized process of industrial parks to be used. But you need to move with speed. Rather, if you, for instance, the reason why you have a larger number of people who are vandalizing the place is because of the problems that we know. If you go to Babilesi, I mean, you are in what station, which is just here on the border of Swat. People don't even know that they're cutting across between two provinces. They work there together in Namoi. The reason is we must find a way to create better opportunities for them. But I think from where I'm sitting, I wanted to know the tricky part is that both Roslyn and Babilesi are here in the border with Pretoria. That's the tricky part. Away from the inner part of the Northwest. In fact, people when you talk about Rosin, they know that you are talking about Pretoria. My friend just knows. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you've got the gist of the points that he's making. Honorable Dihale?
Yes, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And I can tell that today I am different to other times as we are normally used to listen to the presentation whereby my province is not among the other provinces. So today I am much happy. I'm happy. I'm not happy today. but I have a question. Firstly, let me welcome the revitalization program. We used to, when we formulate, this provider inside those industrial areas. Now there is a very nice fence security. The work is being done, and we are happy that you are doing something. But when I compare page 7 and page 9, the budget allocation for Limpopo is not pleasing. It's lesser than the other ones. But when you go to page 9, the occupancy is higher than the other provinces.
Just help us with the right page.
Page 7.
9 is. Oh, 7 and 9.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think next time you need to check on the province that is very, very serious. And increase the budget to the province that is most of. When I check on this page, there's no page here. Page 3. Looking at this building that is so dilapidated, my question is, there was one allocated to this type of industry. And money was used to build up. And now the vandalization is so serious that it is taking us back now. So my question is, which lens are the department having in order to see that all the money that I use to do what? To improve the building of the area. What lens do they have in order to make sure that tomorrow we don't sit in a situation whereby all the money is used, we are now back to zero like we are seeing now. And the other thing, I don't know, how are we going to help our people in order to make sure that they occupy the area and work? How are we going to create employment?
Let's give you an opportunity to respond to those two members, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think we got the advice, really, from the Honourable Gentleman in terms of looking at the one area. And he's right. There are a lot of these industrial parks all over South Africa in poorer areas that needs to be looked at by government. And really, it's the job of government to provide this infrastructure in this industrial area. So really, like I mean, we are promising that we will be going out there and one by one checking them. There is no way we can be able to do everything at once, but working closely with the provinces and municipalities, I think we will get there. Yes, the presentation that we made in April at the portfolio committee on doing that, I think that what we emphasized was that we have completed phase one on two industrial parks. That one is the Shiho and the one in the 58th Busabe. But then we have only completed phase one on those two. And that's why in the remaining weeks, then the minister announced the two industrial parks in terms of the revitalization that they have done there. But yes, like I said, you'll hear the good news end of September, beginning of October, I think there will be a launch of several of these industrial parks. And then the last two will be in the first quarter of next year. So we are moving with speed, really. If you look at the project itself started in early September last year. But they're working closely with the DBSA, like Sine was presenting. We are really on our way to achieve our targets. The bad and occupancy rate could seem huge, but there wasn't much on the first phase that we had to do in the Shiho. But I think the second phase and third phase, that's where I think the budget will be more. But another thing is that the school one is not as huge or large as the other industrial parks that we've seen in Uganda, that we have budgets for. But even the state of the industrial park itself is not as bad as something like Timbaza, in the Eastern Cape, where really the whole thing is issue. touching on the issues of how to ensure that the industrial park that has buildings like those, they don't go back after being revitalized into the very same space. We have approached, if I can use Zimbabwe as an example, we have approached the provincial government there and the agency, the ECDC, and we have said to them, look, there is no way the DTI will revitalize the industrial park without a proper turnaround strategy in terms of how the province and the municipality and the agency are going to ensure that this industrial park will be looked after we have revitalized it. And how are they going to make sure that using their own muscle as a province, they attract investors? They also give, using the procurement of the province and the municipality, they also give business to people who are relocating into these industrial parks. So at the moment, I'm told that they have worked on strategy. We are going to meet them. That should be the plan, you see. Because really, if they are sitting in Pretoria, there is no way that they will be able to manage the park itself. So the issue of even the management of the park, do they have enough skilled people to ensure that facilities are managed properly, to ensure that people are in there are paying for the races and all the services they need to be paying for. So all these things, we're working together with the provinces. There's no industrial park is going to be revitalized from phase 1 to phase 4 without a proper plan in terms of now, in the long term, how do we ensure the sustainability of the national park, first with the management and then the attraction of investors and the likes. So the plan is there. We are working very closely with the provinces. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's have the final ones. Honorable Rwanda is from Kalanga as well. Honorable Lord, you covered. Then I would add to Honorable Rwanda.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I greet everybody with Assalamu Alaikum. I'm a little bit disappointed that we have been sitting here now just under an hour. I have not heard the key word, and that is feasibility. I'm saying this because in answer to the question of how you're going to turn around what is happening, I think it is Eastern Cape where you've got this picture. The way to turn things around is whatever we are going to be investing in, these small industries have to be feasible industries. They have to be feasible projects. Now, I'm going to be a bit critical of the presentation because I do believe that, and I have to say this, Deputy DDG, what we need to know first of all is how many industrial parks are we talking about? Is it nationally? Are we going to focus? Are there too many? What are we focusing on? Also, we need to come to some kind of an agreement. You need to have some kind of a criteria by which you are going to decide which is you are going to be intervening in. Where are we going to be sending this money? I'm going to say also why I'm being a little bit critical of the presentation, Chairperson. I would have liked to see that the presentation is consistent throughout. In some of the parts, we have mentioned some of the issues. In others, we have not in giving the summary. I think what we should have had here was a presentation that is consistent. Where, well, also, you've presented, you've said, well, there's 10 parks. I've looked around, maybe I've put something, but I'm seeing 6 parks being recorded on here, or presented here. We need to know exactly the location, where the parks are, the size, the occupancy, as we've put it, what types of little industries, and I think we must be a bit careful of this term industrial park. The industrial park, given the impression we're talking of Sasol and ISCO and, you know, huge industries, I think we need to get some kind of definitions in place as well. What exactly are we talking about? What is the industrial park? What are we referring to? And what kind of industries are we going to be looking at in these industrial parks? To come back to the presentation, I think each one of these industrial parks should have been speaking to us and telling us exactly the number of jobs that we have in these parks. And then we can, and the Honorable Bihari has referred to it as well, that we can then decide, it's not so much like she rightly pointed out about occupancy, but it's also about how much of money are we going to be spending to retain so many jobs. So that is the type of presentation I would like to see. And I think then we would be understanding a lot better. And it would help us then to make the inputs that will be a lot more. Also, I would like to see on each of the parks what needs to be done, what exactly are we looking at. So we can say, well, okay, we think that it's a good idea you're spending so much of money on this year, it's going to be creating so many jobs, and obviously it's going to be inviting people. So in this sense, I'm being a little bit critical of the presentation, but I don't want to for one moment take away from the fact that the intentions are very noble indeed, and that I'm not taking away from for one moment. The other thing is, and unfortunately the Honourable Moria has left, that we are talking of the 100 black industrialists. I'm sure that we will be looking at spending billions of rands. We are not going to talk of the industrialists coming out of these small industries. in contributing to the hunger that we are talking about. I think that's going to be defeating the whole exercise completely. We need to understand, that's why I'm speaking about the definition that I think we need to have in place. Chairperson, thank you.
Thank you very much. DJ, I think you're quite capable to taking what has been raised. I see Honourable Tebe wanted to raise something. Because mine is a comment, I will allow him.
Okay. I don't want to take anything away from Honourable Vaught, but the questions that he's asking are already answered. In terms of your
Honourable Tebe, let's not do that. You see, that's why I'm saying the DJ will answer. Let us not engage in a dialogue between us on the point
of
interest. Mine is more, DJ, I'm worried, so it's a comment. My comment is more that what we're trying to achieve with these industrial parks is to build the economy to benefit locals. And we know that we are operating in a global environment. Now, coming from Gauteng, and also looking at what's happening here in Otway, we see that there's an industrial area that's been established, but the locals are not really the ones occupying it forcefully, to put it that way. Also, when I listen to this comment that our Minister's Health is making on the sugar tax, you know, there are some people that are targeting us, that are bringing in much cheaper products, but they are poisonous. And I look, for example, at most of the parks here where you're talking about some of the food products that they have there, and they make money out of our school kids. So my comment would just be to say that it's going to be vital that when we do the establishment of this park, that it must not come back to bite us later. So I know that might be something that DTI is already looking at, but you're just saying you have a support in that to make sure that it will in fact be the local people benefit. I'm from, as I said, from Hoteng, but I'm also from Joburg. I go to the Johannesburg market and raised it with Kwansi the other day, particularly, you say, Honorable Dikhale, who comes from Limpopo. They produce the avocados, but they sell them at the Johannesburg market. And the people from Limpopo themselves don't benefit from it. So we're also saying that there are these, other than the international, there is also the national competitions that happens. And an objective that we have, which is a policy position of this government, is to say that we want to enhance equality, also economic equality. Because the point that you raised in your introductory remarks about people migrating from certain areas into metropolitan areas, we have to look at how do we mitigate that in such a way that the locals in those areas that produce the products will in fact be the beneficiaries in the industrial arts as well. So it's just a comment, but you're free to respond to it if you want to. That's going to be the last round that we have taken, so we also ask you to then give your concluding remarks if you respond to this. Thank you very much, DJ.
No, thanks very much, Chair. I think the comments and questions by honourable members, they are all really building, you know, heading into the success of this program. If, Chair, we have to submit details, because this is the presentation, we can do that with all the information, the assessments that have been done by the DSA, so that maybe the members have a clear understanding at the state right now of these industrial parks and the plan moving forward. What is it that we want to do? So I think the comment by Honourable Powder are really important, but yes, we have a detailed plan that we have developed together with the DBSA, the project plan, which touches on the issues of the feasibility of these industrial parks and the feasibility of companies working in these industrial parks. What is it that the state must do to assist them, you know, to improve their competitiveness? That's why I was saying we are targeting institutions of government like CEDA, because they have branches all over South Africa. They have incubation programs all over South Africa. So on top of the work that we've done on the industrial park would be on the infrastructure side and also the management side of the industrial park. Then we use these organizations of government to improve the competitiveness of companies inside these industrial parks. Because it's not only about job creation, it's not only about local companies, local entrepreneurs being inside there. It's also about ensuring that these local entrepreneurs that are there, they are also at the level of exporting their products, and even outside of the borders of South Africa. So there will be a moment where we will request to come back and present to you now on the policy that we are developing and the strategy moving forward now. The long-term policy of looking at these industrial parks, government-owned and private-owned, because we also have to look at how the privately-owned industrial parks are working and what assistance could also government give even to those privately-owned ones. The ones that are owned by the state, do we have to continue with that model or do we have to change it and bring in a little bit of private ownership so that people, more especially by people who are in these industrial parks, the companies themselves, they have to be responsible for their industrial parks. So we believe in that way, they will then look after these infrastructure that we have resuscitated. If they have some kind of ownership of the industrial park itself in terms of management and other things. But again, when it comes to the issue of the black industrialists, yes, there was less than 100 as a number, but we believe that black industrialists, the economy itself, must generate these black industrialists. Even outside of the so-called black industrial scheme in the DGI, the environment itself must be such that the banks, without relying on the DGI incentives, must fund these people as long as we have a genuine and feasible idea. The environment around you must be such that you're just worry about producing a service, producing a product. You must worry about security, all these things. So that's why it adds to the number. It can't be within the 100. No. The target is 12,000 or millions of these industries. 100, we were looking at the budget that we have. We said maybe we can be able to support the 100. But the intention really for the economy to generate thousands of these black industries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We welcome the presentation. I think the general reception of the House is to say that this is a very good initiative by DGI. We are giving it support, but we are also, as we give that support, saying that at one level there's more that needs to be done, and therefore we are raising questions as well about whether we would be able to afford that, and therefore saying, as has been said by Honorable Chairman, that we want to make sure that the buck that we are spending buys development and growth. So thank you for that. You're welcome to sit with us if you want to. I've asked Sir Roche to sit in. We're going to discuss a matter that relates to not maybe the work that you are doing, but it relates to DTI. So it's not something that is going to be strange to you. Honourable members, as we have thanked the DDG and the Chief Director from DGI, can we then move over to the next item on the agenda, which is firstly the minutes of our meeting of the 24th of August. Can we look at page 1 of that minute? Honourable Bauta, before you, or as you were joining us, we were just talking about the members that have been shifted by their political parties to no longer serve on the committee. So we would ask that, particularly in terms of the position of Honourable Mokwena, you speak to your party so that it can be clarified. for us, because all these things have to be implicit. But the party works also to communicate to the NCO people on that matter.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Listen, our previous date had not yet been finalized, so but we will keep you informed and the house informed.
Thank you very much. We did sort of, I propose that we try and have this sorted out by October. Otherwise, it reflects badly on us as a committee, where we have people absent, we have apologies, and the people aren't really members of the committee. Right. So page one, are we happy? Let's go to page two. Page two changes, honourable members. The same thing, you see, Chupaca and Grace are thinking in the same way. On this paragraph under two proceedings, the paragraph which starts on the progress. There again, they refer to South Africa Development Cooperation, which should be community. Right? We replace cooperation with community. And on the last sentence of the same paragraph, you see, some of us are sensitive about our names. And I think the Democratic Republic of Congo would be sensitive about that. And then also, it shouldn't be, not the SADC, it's DRC. Okay, so I've noted that. It's on page two. Any other amendments there? Are we happy? Page three, we are happy with. The minutes of the last meeting were adopted, seconded by Honorable Tebe and Honorable Faber, proposed by Honorable Tebe and seconded by Honorable Faber. Can I get a proposal for the acceptance of this? Honorable Lord, is there a proposal for acceptance? Thank you.
I don't know if this same name by the head of ARF is correct, but my rural vernacular language says the L must come before the H. Marhaku.
You're right. Are we agreed? Can you help us, DJ?
He might not know.
No. Just because of the language thing, not because.
No.
If you people from Gauteng, you speak all the languages. Me people from Gauteng.
Yeah, it must be held.
All right, so just correct the setting then. Okay. Thank you very much.
I think I'm the custodian of rural
Chinese. With that, are you seconding the proposal by Honorable Faber? Sorry, Honorable Long?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you very much. Okay. The next matter, honourable members, is that we received a letter that has been shared with you from BMW to just say two things about the letter. The first is that this is the same person that dropped us when we were there, that wrote the letter. And in it he said, please note that you do